We continue today in our journey through Shemona Esrei, and we find ourselves in the bracha regarding the kingdom of David HaMelech. Es tzemach David avducha meiras satzmiach. Literally, may the offshoot of your servant David soon flower. The karno tarum bishua secha. And literally again, karno tarum means may the horn, but we translate it as the pride be raised through your salvation. Kilishua scha kivinu kol hayom. For Hashem, we wait for your salvation each and every day, all day long. Baruch atah Hashem matzmiach keren Yeshua. So a beautiful bracha, asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to restore Davidic monarchy. David HaMelech was the first dynastic king, the founder of a dynasty. And of course, you know, that dynasty will ultimately lead to Mashiach. So on one hand, we're asking for Mashiach, we're asking for Geula, we're asking for the restoration of the Davidic monarchy. But there's a beautiful insight brought down by the Shara Kavanis. And he says that phrase, Kilishuascha kivinu kol hayom. For your salvation, Hashem, we wait, we pine, we yearn all day. And the Shara Kavanis writes as follows, that when you recite that phrase, Kilishuascha kivinu, for Hashem, I wait for your salvation all day long, a person should have in mind, the Shara Kavanis writes, for a Gemar Masechet Shabbos. The Gemar Masechet Shabbos discusses the questions that we are asked after 120. And there are a number of questions. Asakta b'piria b'rivia, did you try to have a family? Nasasa v'nasata b'amuna, did you conduct your business dealings? Honestly, kavate itim l'torah, did you set aside time to learn? But one of the most dramatic questions that HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks us is, tzipisa li'yeshua, did you wait for salvation? Did you wait for salvation? Did you spend each and every day, metaphorically, looking out the window, waiting for Mashiach? Did you open your ears to hear the oncoming footsteps of Mashiach? Did you wait? Did you wait for Mashiach? Did you pine for Mashiach? Did you look out for Mashiach? Or did you just simply settle back into the mediocrity of your present and not ever anticipate something greater? Says the Shara Kavanis, say each and every day when we recite this phrase, Kilishuascha kivinu kol hayom, for your salvation Hashem we await each and every day, we should have in mind that each and every day, it's not just that we daven for Geula, that we daven for redemption, that we daven for Mashiach, a restoration of the Beis HaMikdash, but each and every day we have to eagerly pine. We have to want it. We have to yearn it. You know, the Rambam writes, Achake lo b'chol yom sha, I'll wait for him. Says the Shachar, it's not enough to wait. It's not enough to wait for Mashiach. Kilishuascha kivinu kol hayom. Hashem, I eagerly kivinu, I mekaveh, I eagerly await. I eagerly await. Tzipisali Yeshua, I actively look out for redemption. I think that this has a message beyond messianic redemption as well. So on the most basic level, what we're saying, Kilishuascha kivinu kol hayom, Hashem, I eagerly await and anticipate the arrival of Mashiach each and every day. But you know, that question that HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks us after 120, Tzipisali Yeshua, did you wait, did you look out for salvation? I think doesn't just mean, did we eagerly await for Mashiach? But Tzipisali Yeshua, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu's way of asking us, did you believe that your future could be something dramatically better than your past? You see, my friends, often in life we assume that the future is just a mirror image of the past. What was is what will be. Today is just like yesterday. Yesterday was like the day before, and tomorrow will be a mirror image of today. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to us, you know what the key to successful living is? See, peace of Yeshua. Did you look out for something greater? Not just messianic redemption, personal redemption. Did you believe that your today could be better than your yesterday? Did you believe that your tomorrow could be something more magnificent than you ever imagined? Or do you assume that you're just like the hamster on the wheel? Just, it's the same thing over and over and over. See, peace of Yeshua means, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, did you find the courage to break the cycle? Yesterday wasn't great, so make a difference today. The last decade wasn't so wonderful, choose to live the next one a little bit better. Did you look out for salvation? Is yes, did you eagerly await Mashiach? But did you also look out for your personalistic salvation? Did you find the courage to say to yourself that my past need not be an indicator of my future? That what was need not be what will be? And so each and every day in Shemona Esrei, we recite this phrase, Kilishuascha kivinu kol hayom. Hashem, I eagerly await your salvation each and every day has this dual message. On a national level, I eagerly await the coming of Mashiach, the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. Waiting is not enough. I have to eagerly wait, eagerly look, and eagerly listen. The Kadosh Baruch Hu asks after 120, see peace of the Yeshua. But it's not just a messianic message. It's a personal message as well. Did we look out for our personalistic redemption as well? Each and every day I look out for my personal salvation. Because it's easy to fall into a rut in life. It's easy for life to become the big loop, the big circle. What was is what will be. Yesterday is going to play out again today. Or do I find the courage to say no? Sipisili Yeshua. Maybe the past wasn't as great as it should be. Maybe the life that I've lived up until this point is not as it should be. But I look forward to something greater. I look forward to something beautiful. I look forward to a magnificent future that can be dramatically different than my past. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.